So today is February the 9th, 2023, and we are on a conference talking about the use of Bravo with kids. And my name is Mimi, and I'm just going to ask for the light just now to fill, surround, and to protect us. I ask that anything that comes forward be for the highest good and the deepest learning. And I ask this all through joy and love and the highest good. And so it is.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I guess we're going to start with the fact that this little boy is about six, and he is started on the Bravo yogurt, and he has an odor about him that the family is asking about.
Yes.
Okay. And the odor is foul? Is it foul breath?
Yeah, I think so. I think it must be really, let's see, let me, how is the...
You can ask him, but what I did was I told you about a little girl that has Down syndrome that had extremely foul breath, and she started taking the yogurt and the capsules, and the breath cleared, and the family was intensely appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
And what we determined is that there was a certain amount of not any digestion going on, basically.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of like the food was getting putrefied. And
okay.
So not really digesting.
Yeah.
And now there's two digestion systems. One is in the daytime that uses enzymes and acids and stuff, and one at night, which is completely different. So if you have food in your belly at night, it breaks down into slime. It's the night crew.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best thing you can do is not eat heavily before you go to sleep, because when you are going to through that nighttime digestion, you are actually raising a farm of slime bugs to turn the food into slime. And
okay.
If you do that constantly, all of a sudden those bugs are going to wake up and be hungry and force you into the kitchen to get a little something so you can sleep, kind of thing.
Right.
That's the mechanism of that. So you want to eat your food early in the day and get it out of your system completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out through the bowels, the whole bit, if you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's possible. It really is possible with drinking a lot of water.
Okay.
And
what he's just said, sorry to interrupt you, what he's just said is that this is new, the foul breath is new to taking the yogurt, which obviously means
right.
It's something good.
And so what I think is happening is that there's toxins coming out of the digestive system that have been packed into the walls of the stomach and the esophagus and the duodenum.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all tubes of the digestive system along with the intestines and the small intestines, but of course that's not going to come up out of the breath.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to come up out of stinky poops and farts and gases in the digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with the digestive system is that it does turn off when we get scared, when we get busy, because when we're in fight or flight, and that includes hiding, flight includes hiding under a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in my experience, that autism happens where the kids go into their homes, they don't want to go out of their homes, they don't want to put clothes on. All those extreme cases are flight.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're running away from altercation.
Mm-hmm.
Even if someone saying hello to them will mortify them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's light, and that doesn't include digestion. And let me just say that digestion is not just food. After I digest my food, the next thing that comes up is digesting my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm current, my emotions are clear for the day, and then I'm in a lovely mood. And I'll tell you my secret ingredient for all of this. I put Immuno around my mouth, which if you look at the mouth and the anus, they are both sides of the digestive system. Mm-hmm. And they have many meridians around them. So if you're inclined, you can take some Immuno and put it around your mouth where your mustache is, whether you're female or not. It's an identifying area. So you can put it on the lips if you want to, but we're really sinking it into the mustache and then down in between the chin and where the lips start to build. There's a little crack in there. And so that's mm-hmm. the bottom point. And so it's like a big clown mouth around the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it penetrates in, it goes into the digestive system meridians, and it activates the stomach. And you hear churning and gurgling and the digestive juices moving. And when I realized that putting Immuno on there does that, I realized that the digestive system was off. And I realized that you cannot digest if you're in fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us choose one or the other, but one way that's very common is that people get really, really busy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have time for anything they don't want to do kind of thing. So digesting, taking your time, going step by step, taking care of everything on your list kind of thing is really a very big accomplishment. And it clears the head and it clears the mind and it clears the life.
Of course, when you're dealing with a child, there's that consciousness, you know.
You can still run around crazy in a circle and not get anywhere.
Yeah.
And all that does is mature into an adult behavior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with this kind of child, you have to pull them out of that cycle and get them addressed into anything that they're interested in and hold them there. It takes a lot of time and attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to find out what they're interested in and talk to them about it and work with them and not just let them alone.
Uh-huh.
They absolutely need lots of time and attention to their own direction.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they're young teenagers, I already started with, well, where are you going? And what are you going to do with your life? And how can we prepare you? And as soon as you put that forward action out, like, what are you interested in?
Mm-hmm.
We found out that our 6-year-old was very interested in making electronic music. And mm-hmm. he was very good at getting out in front of the camera, and I need a red tie and some sunglasses, please. And directing us into his video. It's fantasy inside him until he creates it, and then we get to see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that wouldn't happen if we didn't help him. You know, give him a camera, give him an iPad, give him GarageBand, and then help him put his stuff out on SoundCloud. And so he's making his intro to SoundCloud, and he said, well, I'm 6 years old, and my music is most influenced by Rat Pack. And then he goes on, and I'm like, oh, my God. He's just adorable. So then we, of course, bought him little synthesizers that he could operate at his level and things like that.
Right.
And then Grandpa's getting him on FaceTime and teaching him how to use the wires and stuff. So he's getting a lot of attention from a lot of different people, and it's direct, and that's his education.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has to be encouraged to be in his own life where he wants to go if he's going to go anywhere. He's not going to go out to what people want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's redirected forward from what he wants. That you're okay with. You know, it's got to be moral.
Yeah.
And so at 14, I started working on what are you going to do with yourself and your skills, because we have to build your resume for this so that when you get to going to college, you know where you're going and you can just pop in and do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of go to school and wonder who you are, I don't want to spend my money on that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we worked really, really hard on that. And both kids chose a career, got to school, flew through it perfectly, came out on the top of the heap because they really knew they were dedicated to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always encouraged that. But my son says that the most important thing is that we played with him. And I said, what? Played with him, you know, made videos, made this, talked to him about the, you know, what he wanted to do, and went with him on his training flights and all that stuff. So it's all very important. We supported him, like going to a baseball game.
Right.
Okay, so with the Bravo yogurt now, we're pulling him back out of the fears and the aversions and the hiding and the hyperactivity. And the hyperactivity I'm calling fight or flight.
Okay.
And that stimulates viruses. If you leave it alone and let it go around and around in circles, it heats up and it grows viruses.
Hmm.
Cool, calm, and collected, and then moving forward bit by bit is the word of the day. I know. We got through it.
Uh-huh.
We tested out of learning disabilities, and they looked at us like, kids don't test out of learning disabilities. And I said, would you like to know what I did?
Uh-huh.
And basically what I did was I tapped in some ideas that came out of his inner self and put them in the outer self's repertoire of what to make important.
Mm.
When Bravo came along, it starts to calm the anxiety down. It starts to cool down the heat. It starts to remove the viruses. It starts to show the body what it needs, like vitamin B. Or it starts to show the body where it's hiding its resources and pressing down the trauma. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times with kids that don't ask for help, they can hurt themselves either emotionally or physically and not know it's happening or not ask for help.
Hmm.
So when a kid doesn't ask for help, you have to pay more attention because they're not really comfortable. It's not like you are making them uncomfortable, but you've got to calm down until they can transfer information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essential. You have to have time. You have to be there. You have to just be hanging out, reading a book or playing a game or watching a movie or making something in the kitchen together, and it will start to come out. When it does, that's what happens with this child. It comes out in a foul smell. Mm-hmm. So the toxins go in when there's not enough time for him. So you set up his schedule so he has time for himself. He has a nap time. He has a play time. He has an eat time. He has a bedtime. And then there's activities along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can be comfortable with, okay, this is when I process everything. And sometimes processing is a bubble bath. Because that's how a kid understands it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quiet time. We're not going to let you near the candle, but bubbles and dark, quiet, you know, relaxing helps you to process and digest.
Mm-hmm. Listen, a quick question to interject. The question is, so no yogurt on eggs, but what other than water can it go on? And then it says, he also says that he gets the yogurt on his face at the moment. Maybe a tiny bit goes in his mouth. So
put it on his skin. If you're trying to get, if he has trouble swallowing it, doesn't want it in water, put it on his skin is better than trying to hide it in food. It's like a lotion. It's an emulsion of oil and water. And if you use it as a lotion, it will build the microbiome and make the skin intelligent, which it already is. It's the brain of the body. It hydrates it. It builds the microbiome in it. It starts to detoxify through the skin, and it starts to make the GC-MAF molecule that turns on the immune system. And then the immune system is going to start, and it's going to start cleaning out the body. It takes about 6 months for it to get settled in there before it starts to take out the viruses. And I experienced the viruses coming out by little tiny patches of heat randomly in my body, like when I sit down. Because when I'm running around, the immune system's not on. So fight or flight, no immune system. And that's not a good thing. You have to be in a calm, deeply relaxed state for the immune system to work. So rather than putting it in the food, we use it as a skin. And even if you are fine ingesting it, I suggest putting a little on the skin. Because sometimes we need... we need to challenge the body with antibiotics, even though we should learn how to not use them. Sometimes we kill things and we can't get rid of them, or we can't get rid of them because we don't have the strength. And if you have your microbiome on the skin, it will stay there even if you use antibiotics. But if they're inside, they will depart within a couple of days, because they're part of the bacteria system.
Okay. So really, I was thinking, so it's the immuno that really belongs around the mouth, and
yes.
And the yeah.
Yes.
And the yogurt on the skin, pretty much anywhere.
Right.
Okay.
And I suggest people try it, and I suggest everybody does this. It's called the Bravo Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you take the Bravo and you put it on half of your face, and you don't put it on the other half.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning and at night, you just dab it into your fingertips into some yogurt on a spoon. You know, I just put the spoon on the counter and I dab my fingers into it and I put it all over my face.
Yeah,
when
what about...
When you put it on half of your face and your skin is all spiky and hot, all that goes away. And as you do this for a few days and it starts to get balanced, the other side is exactly the same as where you started from. And then you start realizing what Bravo actually does. And this is really important for everyone to do, because without an experiential understanding of what it does, you don't have any alignment with it or even cooperation with it. So do the Bravo challenge.
So even as a kid or?
Sure.
Or,
It helps you identify, oh, that's a hot, spicy feeling in my face, and this side has it, and that side doesn't. And that's the side that I'm putting the yogurt on, and that's what's making the action. It's simple science. It's a control group.
But a parent would have to watch that. A kid couldn't necessarily articulate what they've experienced, right?
I think that if they're little, you have to encourage the report. You pull the report out and say, okay, how are you doing on a scale of 1 to 10? You know?
Yeah, that's not a question that he could answer.
No, but you can say, are they different? Tell me why they're different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one is hot and this one is nice.
Okay.
You know? Are you feeling different or not? Or maybe you're just going to muscle test it or intuit it or look at the skin closely to get your answers, or look at the energy to get the answers, or just say, does this feel nice?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hear you. I'm just at the moment, doubtful about the question answer, but yeah.
Well, I'm sure they know how to get things done.
Right. Yes. Exactly. I think that this has been very helpful to emphasize, you know, no mixing. Or so they have the powder, the freeze dried. So if they want to forget about the yogurt at the moment, the key is to mix the freeze-dried powder with a little water to make a paste and put it on the body and then the immuno around the mouth the way you have described it.
That's right. And give me a second to explain this, because this has not been a product until now.
Okay.
What we do, we have Bravo yogurt prepared and we send it out overnight on ice. And when we have extras at the end of the week that haven't been sold, we freeze-dry them.
Mm-hmm.
We make the same measure of yogurt that's in a jar. We put it in a tray, and we freeze-dry it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same as a jar of yogurt, 2 cups, a half a liter. And you put about a tablespoon or two or whatever your dose is, but you have to calculate that into powder. And without measuring and getting too ticky-tacky, you can take a look at the powder and say, okay, I need to get 30 of them out of this, you know? And what would that look like? Even if you put it on some paper and made little piles and split them in half and said, okay, that's about half of that little pile would be what I need to have. Just so you can have an idea, and maybe what I'll do is make a picture of that so you don't have to do it to see it.
Yeah.
These are also the reasons why I haven't done this product, but it's the only place that you can get this, because what I've done is I've taken the yogurt and made it with fresh, beautiful farm milk and then freeze-dried it together. And when you use it, and this is recent, before I even, you know, since I gave you this, I thought that the best way to make it into a lotion is to add a tiny bit of fresh colostrum to it, powdered colostrum, because that's its food, and then it'll stay a little more vital on the skin. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have it, and I'm telling him now to listen to the recording about it. He'll listen to it. And,
yeah. And we're all going to listen to this one a couple of times. So you put the powder, a tablespoon is too much. It's kind of a half a tablespoon into the product, and I will probably do that without you having to do that.
Right, but don't forget, he already has the powder, and he lives in the Netherlands, so.
I know. So right. He's going to have to add it, but I will add it to the product, so coming forward, it will already be there and it'll work properly. That's exciting to me. Yeah.
Okay.
So then you take a little bit of it out, maybe a half a teaspoon is probably all you need to translate, but I'll get this exact measurement by separating the powder into what would equal a tablespoon of real yogurt. So you have a level of comparison. And then you can start putting that with a little tiny bit of water, and it already has its oil in it, so it will come back into a lotion, and then you put it on your skin.
Right. Now, he just asked, one bag of powder should last 15 days, and I told him, no, it really should last 30 days.
It depends on how often you do it. You're talking about the same thing, but he's probably figuring on using it twice a day, and you're probably figuring on using it once a day.
Okay, yeah. No, I think he's talking about twice a day, and he's right.
Yeah,
I got
it. You're both right. You just have the wrong, you have different time zones, time expectations. And with this, I would say the best time to put the yogurt on your skin is after your bath.
Uh-huh.
When skin is clean, pores are open, and they're ready to absorb.
Yeah.
They're going to very much treat this as food, and it's going to go in. But I'll tell you what happens when you put it on the skin. Your skin plumps up like a baby that's getting breastfed. They just get that cherry, yummy skin. It's just gorgeous. And that's what happens to your skin. If you're older like me and all the good moisture has gone from the skin and the oils have dwindled, it comes back and all the hormones are there and all the estrogen we need that we stopped making is there. And the skin gets thicker and all the wrinkles pull out because the youth is back.
Mm.
So it's no longer thin skin. It's back to thick, rich, hydrated skin.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start putting my yogurt on my face.
Exactly. And you know what the worst part is for me?
Mm-hmm.
I forget to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it takes a while. So what I do when I take my evening dose is I take it in a little shot glass. It's 2 tablespoons in a little shot glass. And when I drink it and then or eat it with a spoon, and then I take what's left and I put it on my face and my neck and on my ears because I know that there's a lot of meridians on the ears, including behind the ears. And inside the ear hole is where all the hormones are. So if you want your hormones to settle down, put your yogurt there too.
Hmm.
And so the face has a ton of meridians on it and the neck. And the only other thing I have to do to keep my youth is not eat wheat and sugar. And then it's just charming. I seriously lose about 10 years of wear and tear on the skin if I do that.
Wow. You said behind the ears. Okay, I'm going to have to go back and listen to this too because I'm a little distracted because I'm also typing to him. But
don't worry, it's on the recording. All right, so let's see. We wanted to know how to use the powder, and that's what we just did. And we wanted to know what comes out of the body, and it will be toxins. And the only other thing I always want to tell people is they want to start, when they ingest, that they start very, very slowly with a quarter of a teaspoon. I even include the spoon in every packet of yogurt. It's this little white spoon. And the purpose of using so little is that with nothing in your gut and you put that little yogurt in there, it will get pulled all the way through to the detox pathways and out. And when it does that, it starts building a very healthy microbiome all the way through the detox pathways. So the detox pathways are, when they open, all of a sudden you feel a lot of energy moving through and out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good for the digestive detox pathways, the liver, the gallbladder making bile to get things through the gut and out. But it doesn't count for the lymph. And for the lymph, you need a little movement. You need a movement that's like a pump. And in Europe, they use lymphatic massage. But in Asia, they use things like movement like Tai Chi or Qigong, which is pumping movements. And there is something called Ping Shui, which I started doing at the beginning of this year. And you hold your arms straight up in front of you, and then you let them swing to the back. And then bring them up again and let them swing again. So you're actually creating a pendulum. And it's rhythmic. And there's a very specific tempo. And it's not exercise, traditional exercise. You are actually making a magnetic pump that moves the negativity and the stuckness out of your body. And when I do this for 10 minutes every morning, my head starts to drain, my liver starts to drain, the lymphs open. The pumping action of this movement is enough to get the lymphatic open. Very, very important. And I will put some YouTube links on this recording page for something called Ping Shui, and it's P-I-N-G, which means even swing. Shui is swing, so even swinging. So they want you to be aware of your body and let it move evenly and with respect and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And when five people do it together, it's like a machine. It just clears out all the energy in the whole building. And it's amazing. It's like a little powerhouse. It's actually like a battery, like a clock face. It's just what the cell proteins do is they move back and forth. They click left to right. You know, they click from the negative polarity. They grab the positive polarity. They move it to the next one, and then they come back and get another one and get it. And that's what we're imitating, and that's how the lymph takes care of things. And since doing that, I can feel my liver draining. I can feel my spleen draining, and it's just fabulous. And anybody should do this. The elder people get better when they do this. They come out of that funky state and they start to be productive again. So it is a magic bullet. It just is. So drainage, lymphatic, toxins, bravo, moving it, and turning on the immune system. And that's what helps everything. And then when you swing it out of your head and out of your liver and where it all is, and you keep putting a clean, clear food through it, you are actually taking that blindness away. Remember I said that with autism, the inflammation in the brain is blinding, and sugar and wheat are very powerful inflammatories. There are others. And everybody that has inflammation should get tested for the foods that they shouldn't eat. And there are a couple of labs that will give you that information. I'll get those labs and put it on this page for the inflammation. And it's funny because it doesn't have anything to do with preferences or anything. You could have your favorite food be on your not okay list, and you wouldn't even know it, that it wasn't good for you.
Right.
So what other questions do you have?
I think, let's see. I think that's about it. I think that the concern was
the smell.
The breath and the smell, and what is it and what does it mean and how long will it last? Let's just ask about how long will it last.
With the little girl that had very foul breath, it was because her system was off, her digestive system is off. So using the Immuno around the face, on the mustache, and under the chin is going to get the digestive system going really, really quickly. And you're going to turn on the digestion. It's going to move the food out. You're going to turn on the emotions, and they're going to get processed. And then the person gets lighter and more together.
Okay.
Here's a cool thing to realize, that any negative thought is really coming from toxin.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get rid of the toxins, there's no more negative thoughts. It's just all sunshine and wonderfulness. But in order to have that, you really need to rest and come out of fight or flight.
Right. Okay, one quick question that just came in. He said he was curious if yogurt on the skin gets into the stomach.
It doesn't have to. It's going to turn on the immune system through creating GCMAF in a microbiome. And your microbiome is smart. And it looks through the body and it tells the kidneys and the immune system what they need, or they vice versa. It helps the communication system, but it also helps to make the nutrition that you need.
Okay.
There's a neurologist who talks about how bears make it through hibernation without eating all winter and have being pregnant and having the babies be born and giving them milk.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thinks, well, they just eat enough for the whole winter before they go in there. But that's not true. They have berries in their tummy. But what the scientists found was that their microbiome was actually creating the vitamin the B vitamins to keep them alive.
Hmm.
So without a microbiome, there's so many things that don't go right. And we just don't know what they are until we get it going and we get up on our game and we see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping the inflammation down is vital because it'll blind you. And some of that comes from both the front and the back of the digestive system. The intestines, if they swell, stress is another thing that can do it. I have a friend whose husband has PTSD.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And reacting to his stress, she would actually phase out in order to cope. Now, in the body, it looks like this. If you've ever seen a guitar string get tuned, or a piano string for that matter, and mm-hmm. you tune it down and you keep tuning it, it gets flaccid, right? It's not in tune.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't receive information. So she took her intestines and she took them out of phase to where the stress didn't hurt. And after years of doing that, she went to the gastroenterologist and they told her that her intestines were many feet longer than they were supposed to be.
Wow.
And in the process of tuning back into the place where she could be responsive to that, made her more responsive to everything in her life, and tuning and tuning and tuning. And it goes the other way too. If you're in tune and you want to be hyper productive, you know these guys that sell you hyper productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my friend and I in California, he's an acupuncturist, would work on Saturday morning on the techniques that were being presented in the zeitgeist of the day. And we would tune in and really get them into focus.
Yeah.
But in order for us to focus, we had to tighten, like tune up higher than what is considered being in tune,
mm-hmm.
and then come back down. But if we did that, we would literally tighten the nerves in the channels until the energy was no longer on the nerves.
Mm.
It would like cut the corners. It was so tight. It was like a wire. And we had to wind down and wind down. Another friend of mine is an executive in a big insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
She's a manager. And she would have to wind down and go do beach walks. And recently we started putting all of our concerns in ribbons in the trees and watching them in the breeze, like the Tibetan silks.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped. It helps to wind down.
Great.
So being in tune, being in focus, being in awareness is not an easy job, but these products help us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it changed me is I went from working really hard to learning how to go to sleep at night on time instead of working into the night.
Mm-hmm.
Because the space was there to get the work done, but my body didn't get the space to get its work done.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize. So giving myself more life-work balance was way more healthy for me. Not
right.
So healthy for the business because I have trouble getting all my work done.
Mm.
But I'm going to just have to, get more clear, stay focused, and then get those things into place. And it, and I can only do that with this amount of energy that I have to do that. So one step at a time. But in the meantime, I'm like, I've got everything down from the attic and it's getting thrown away and processed and repacked and on metal shelves. And it's like amazing things are happening. And it's all getting done.
Yeah. Wow. This is very, I know he's going to be very pleased when he listens to this. And then if there are questions that come out of it, I'm sure it won't take as long to cover them because he's given quite a bit of information and background and very, very appreciative.
Well, not only that, everybody that listens to this recording is welcome to send me questions about it. And if you tag it, I will answer the questions in good detail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you're going to see everybody and how they're using this and what they're getting from it. And that would be a wonderful experience for everyone.
Okay.
That's my hope.
Right. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
This is, and you know, you have to listen to it several times to really get it. But at the same time, I've taken notes, and that has helped as well. So
yes, that will keep you focused. Like
right.
Like I think of it like keeping score at a child's baseball game. If I want to pay attention to the game, I have to keep score because it keeps my nose into the game. But if I want to talk to the girls and, you know, shoot the breeze, then I'm not, why be there, you know?
Right.
I'm there for the kids. So I would sit up in the scorekeeper and have the ump turn around and say, what's the score? You know, what's the count? I loved it.
All right, so this will be available. We go on to the Healthy Energetics.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you can put in today's date without the zero in front of the month, just, you know, 2/9/23, and teleconference, and I will post the recording there.
All right. Excellent. We'll definitely, I'll pass that on and appreciate it so much.
And then if you just put in teleconferences, you'll see the other ones that I'm posting. And that's really the stream of consciousness that I've developed over the last 8 years of everybody going through this and talking to people and really getting down into the gritty and getting them past what they need to do to get through it.
Right, right.
And there are just as many people, there are many more people that just do it with themselves or do it with other practitioners that I never hear about.
Right, yeah.
And it's important for me to make more of it available. And not, I don't want to challenge the process of privacy.
Yeah.
We all need our privacy, and we need to be only the people that are most interested in that. So there's a protective layer called Mimi's Kitchen Club, which makes it a private membership.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of being private.
All right. Thank you so much again. It's really, the answers are, for people who are doing this for the first time, I think these answers make a difference because, again, sometimes you want to know, well, how long is it going to take? Well, that's hard to know. But at least if you understand the process, then you guide it along
I need to make a whole recording about what it's like to have a beneficial organism helping you.
Right.
In my level of awareness, when I watched these things build inside my body, and come up to me like this beautiful light.
Yeah.
They were like puppies. You know how puppies are full of joy and full of life,
right,
and they're just bounding and ready to go. And
yeah,
they just come up to you and lick your face.
Yeah.
And then how you respond to that puppy gives it its life.
Right.
And that's what these organisms are like.
Right. And we're only just learning about the organisms that are really sapping our energy, you know. So now to have something that you can intentionally do for your benefit is very empowering.
Yep. And it gets better because it really helps you. It's like,
right,
if you start to have a relationship with your body and what it needs, and have a relationship with the beneficial organisms and what they need, oh my God, the body gets so happy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's like a stadium of cheering people saying, yeah,
right,
you know, listen to us.
Right, exactly.
We really need you to drink more water.
Yeah, we don't know how to listen, you know, really. I think a lot of us are only just learning how to listen to our bodies and be responsive, so, yeah.
Well, if you know that there's a puppy waiting for you and that puppy's going to get all bent out of shape if you don't pay attention to it, you
yeah
know, it's just part of having a body that they intentionally kind of stripped us from our power with that.
Right, right.
I mean, they, yep, doctors of old knew, you know, doctors in China that don't share with the Western society still know. That's where all this stuff comes from.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom is here, and some of it has less buried than others. So,
yeah,
it's just the best way I know how to use my life. That's all.
Well, it's a gift. It's a huge gift. So will the recording be up tomorrow, do you think, or later
no,
on?
No, I'll do it right now.
Excellent. Thank you
and
again.
You're welcome. And I not only want your questions, but I want your happy results too, your stories.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, we'll definitely report back to you. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.